salmon fishermen and other recreational boaters who anchor in the shipping channel on the Columbia River starting August 1st may face boating citations up to $5,000. A state and federally led campaign called Operation Make Way is aimed at correcting this dangerous practice that can result in boating fatalities and catastrophic environmental disasters. Large ships can travel a mile and a half in 6 minutes, but because they're so large, their speed appears much slower. Waiting until the ship is visible as it comes around a bend leaves no time to weigh anchor. When fully loaded, these ships may have only inches to spare from the bottom of the river and must stay in the dredged channel. Ship pilots are literally faced with the choice of running a vessel aground or hoping the small boat, which is now hidden by the bow of the big ship, moves at the last minute. During Operation Make Way, vessels anchored in the channel and not weighing anchor when approached will face a citation. If you're cited under state law, it's a $260 fine, but if the U.S. Coast Guard cites you, it can be as much as $5,000. The Oregon State Marine Board, U.S. Coast Guard, and multiple sheriff's offices are teaming up for this enforcement effort on key days in August and September. Participating agencies will also enforce all federal and state boating laws, including boating under the influence, life jackets and other equipment requirements, and fishing regulations. The primary goal, though, is to change boater behavior, to not anchor in the channel. Boaters should be carrying the required equipment for their boat size, and all passengers must have a properly fitting life jacket readily accessible. Any child under the age of 13 must be wearing a life jacket while on open decks of a vessel that is underway. For more information about required equipment, boating safety, and Operation Make Way, visit BoatOregon.com.